This is A Few Minutes More by Ranger Jedi 67, a BBC Merlin fanfic. It is rated T and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationships Gwen/Leon/Arthur Pendragon, Gwen and Leon, and Merlin and Arthur Pendragon. It has the tags Alternate Universe, Canon Divergence, Post Episode 513, Diamond of the Day, Worried Arthur Pendragon, Worried Gwen, Worried Gwen, Protective Gwen, Competent Leon, Banter, Snark, Fluff, Kisses, Holding Hands, and Supportive Gwen. Summary. Leon's patrol was late returning. Hours late. Gwen would not panic. She would not. She'd experienced this before, many times, often with the patrol involving just about everyone she loved. She worried. But she did not panic. Arthur was a different story. Leon's patrol was late returning. Hours late. Gwen would not panic. She would not. She'd experienced this before, many times, often with the patrol involving just about everyone she loved. She worried, but she did not panic. Arthur was a different story. He was too used to being the one out there. Even as king, he went out on hunts and patrols far more than Uther ever did. He hated being stuck in council meetings and privy council sessions and meetings with all the various nobles who tried to demand his time. Gwen knew that it wasn't a bad thing, Arthur's determination to stay a knight as much as he was a king. In his heart, that's what he was first, and she knew it. "I'm sure he's all right," Gwen offered quietly as Arthur stared out their bedroom window at the torchlit courtyard. He held out his hand to her, and she took it, grasping it tightly. "If I didn't need to show my confidence in him, I'd be gathering the rest of my round table and riding after him," Arthur murmured. Gwen smiled softly. She knew that. Arthur threatened it every time Leon went on patrol without him. "I am absolutely having Merlin put a permanent tracking spell on him somehow," Arthur continued. That made Gwen laugh. "I'm honestly surprised you hadn't already," she admitted. He huffed. "Merlin might be working on amulets for the round table. The intent is to weave protection spells into them, but also tracking ones. The problem is that if the amulet gets taken, there goes the spell. So he's going to have to figure out how to put one on people." Gwen squeezed his hand. "I'm sure he'll do it," she replied. "Then he can put it on Gwen, too, and blame you for it." Arthur laughed, grinning wryly at that. He absolutely would. Still holding Arthur's hand tightly with one hand, Gwen's other hand came up to rest on his arm. "It's late. You should try to rest," Gwen urged. Arthur looked away. "I won't be able to sleep." That was something Gwen understood all too well. "I know," Gwen assured. "But you need to rest all the same. We both do. You know Leon won't be pleased with us if we don't try." Scowling, Arthur muttered, "And he shouldn't be late." Squeezing Arthur's hand once more, Gwen chided. "We both know there are many possible reasons for it." Arthur turned back to the courtyard. "He'd have sent a messenger if he could," Arthur said quietly. "That's the part that worries me most. If he's okay, why didn't he send someone ahead?" It was something Gwen didn't wish to acknowledge either, but she knew Arthur made a good point. "We just have to trust in his skills and training, and that of the men with him," Gwen reminded Arthur firmly. She hoped her voice came out stronger than it sounded to her own ears. "I know," Arthur replied, slumping. "I hate this." That was another feeling she knew all too well. "I'd say you get used to it, but that would be a lie," Gwen told him. "It never gets easier, being the one sitting here waiting." Arthur swallowed hard. "I feel as if I owe you an apology for that, but I don't know that it would be sincere. We have to do our duties, no matter what." Gwen leaned in and kissed him gently. "I knew what I was agreeing to when I married you, and I knew I was agreeing to even more of the same when we brought Leon into our relationship. You're both worth it. The way Arthur turned to her, aching for her reassurance that she meant that, never failed to make her wish Uther was still alive, just so she could slap him. Gwen released Arthur's hand so she could pull him into a firm embrace. I love you, Gwen said quietly. Pressing a kiss to her forehead, Arthur tightened his hold on her. I love you too, and I'm sorry it's only me now having to worry about these things with Leon that's made me understand. Gwen smiled softly. It's all right. The night was a long, restless one for both of them. Gwen didn't protest when Arthur clung to her so tightly it actually caused her some discomfort. She merely held on to him just as tightly. The mid-morning Privy Council session was tense. When do we go after them? Gwen asked. No, demanded. That was definitely a demand. This wasn't a long patrol meant to last weeks. They should have been gone less than 3 days. Arthur had never asked what, exactly, had been said between Leon, Gwen, and Percival in the days after Camlann, what felt like a lifetime ago now. All he knew was that while he himself was injured and near dying, Leon had stopped Gwen from seeking out Morgana for revenge. The specifics of how Leon had done it were a mystery to him. He knew only that Gwen had been fiercely protective of Leon ever since. All things considered, Arthur was grateful for that, but he knew Leon sometimes found it a little trying. If they haven't returned by midday, you will take Percival and go find them, Arthur told him. Gwen nodded sharply. Merlin put a hand on his shoulder. I'm sure Leon is all right, Merlin offered. He's with several junior knights and senior squires. It's possible there was just a problem with one or more of them, and they'll arrive back annoyed but unharmed. Relaxing a little, Gwen replied. Suppose that's possible. Arthur nodded. Trust me, I'm no happier about the delay in Leon's return than you are, Arthur assured him. Gwen had to talk me out of riding out after him last night, but we can't go chasing after him the minute he's late. Gwen scowled but nodded. Same reason it took a while to muster a response to Ismir, Gwen murmured. You can't make it look like you doubt us. You have to give us time to handle trouble on our own, or you're essentially telling everyone your most trusted knights are incapable. Sagging a little in his seat, Arthur nodded again. At least Gwen understood, even if he hated it. Exactly, Arthur said quietly. I can't undermine him, Gwen, especially not now. With that, the council moved on to other matters. Just as they were ending, the chamber door flew open, and a very disheveled-looking senior squire stepped in. Sire, Sir Leon bid me bring you the message that he and the rest of the patrol will be back by midday, the squire reported dutifully, bowing deeply to Arthur. Arthur breathed a sigh of relief at that, but he still had many questions. What happened? Arthur asked. The squire, clearly intimidated, replied carefully. We were attacked, sire. It wasn't a large group of bandits, so we were able to defeat them, but I think they aimed as much for chaos as for injuring us. They intentionally scared away the horses, among other things. Sir Leon made the decision to try to locate them rather than immediately start back on foot. By the time we found any of them, he felt it was too late to send a messenger last night. I'm the fastest rider, so he sent me. I left our camp at first light. Forcing a smile to his face, Arthur replied, A proper report. Well done. Go get cleaned up and get yourself something to eat. I assume the stable hands are tending your horse? The squire nodded quickly. They are, sire. I told them that I had to report to you immediately, and they assured me my mare was in good hands with them. Nodding, Arthur replied, Good. You're learning well. Taking that for the dismissal that it was, the squire bowed again and hurried off. Arthur looked around the table at the rest of his privy council and saw relief writ large on all their faces. While he wouldn't feel entirely better until Leon was back, safe and sound, the relief of knowing why he was late and that he was on his way home was still immense. Right, we all have things to do the rest of this morning. Dismissed, Arthur said. Everyone else bustled out of the room, but Gwen simply reached for his hand and squeezed it tight. He'll be home soon, Gwen said quietly. Arthur smiled. He will. Still holding hands, they walked towards the throne room where the next task of the day awaited them. It didn't surprise Arthur in the least to find Gwen already waiting on the steps when he emerged. Smiling, she said, "I'd ask to be told as soon as they were spotted." Arthur reached for her hand. "I did too." The sound of the approaching patrol loosened the knot of worry still residing in Arthur's chest.
"Sir Leon, you're late,"
Arthur chided when the patrol came to a stop in the middle of the courtyard. Dismounting and handing his horse off to a waiting groom, Leon hurried over to him and Gwen. Leon offered a respectful bow. "I apologize, sire. We were unavoidably delayed." Arthur snorted.
"So I heard," Arthur allowed. "I expect a full report over lunch."
Gratitude flashed across Leon's eyes. Yes, Arthur had a feeling all of them were hungry and tired.
"Of course, sire," Leon replied.
Rolling her eyes at them, Gwen pulled her hand from Arthur's and reached for Leon's.
"I'm just glad you made it back to us safely,"
Gwen told him. Leon smiled, soft and achingly gentle. "As long as there is breath in my body, I will always come back to you two." Arthur swallowed hard against the rising lump of emotion inside him. He'd learned to be more open about his emotions after everything that had happened. He wanted to be. Moments like this still sometimes felt like a weakness. Without further delay, Arthur shouted a few orders to the rest of the patrol, telling them to see to their horses and take the rest of the day to rest and recover. Gwen interrupted the reunion then.
"Don't do that again," Gwen scolded. "Princess over here was worried."
Leon's lips quirked into a wry grin.
"But not you."
Grinning, Gwen replied,
"Of course not. I know you can handle yourself."
Smiling fondly, Leon replied, "I'm all right, and I'll try not to do it again." With that, Gwen nodded sharply once and headed off to oversee a training session for a group of young squires. Percival smiled at Leon, quietly saying that it was good to see him, before hurrying after Gwen.
"Shall I see to hot water for a bath?" Merlin offered.
Arthur rolled his eyes. "You're not my manservant anymore, you know. Pretty sure preparing baths isn't in the court sorcerer's list of duties."
Merlin smirked. "But you, dollop head, you haven't picked a permanent replacement for me yet, despite how long it's been. Do you really want someone you don't know very well interrupting you three?"
Eyes widening, Arthur replied.
"You make an excellent point, Merlin. Yes, arrange a bath for Leon."
Still smirking, Merlin turned and headed back inside. Shaking his head, Arthur turned back to Gwen and Leon.
"Shall we?"
Arthur asked, gesturing towards the door. Leon nodded wearily. "Please?" Arthur took that as it was meant. He and Gwen ushered Leon inside and towards their chambers as quickly as they could. Gwen kept Leon's hand held tightly in hers the entire way. The moment the door to their chambers closed behind them, Arthur yanked Leon into his arms and kissed him hard. Then he kissed him again. And again. And again.
"Don't ever scare me like that again,"
Arthur demanded in between frantic kisses as his hands came up to cradle Leon's face. Leon smiled and let Arthur kiss him until the desperation faded a little.
"I'm sorry we couldn't send someone back sooner," Leon soothed. "But I wasn't going to risk any of them in the dark. None of them are experienced enough in that yet. Something to add to their training."
Arthur nodded. "We'll talk more about it later." Gwen placed a hand on Arthur's arm, and he took it as a sign that he needed to let his wife reassure herself, too. Leon went willingly into Gwen's arms.
"He's not used to being the one waiting," Gwen said quietly before pressing her own set of kisses to Leon's lips.
Leon reached up and caressed Gwen's cheek.
"I didn't mean to worry either of you."
Gwen smiled softly.
"We know."
Arthur wrapped his arms around them both and just held on tight. Leon needed to bathe and eat and rest, but that could wait a few minutes more.